I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Ashley, thanks for being here today. There's quite a bit to talk about on this edition of Act Locally Waco. Let's dive in with the film fest that's happening in town.
The Deep in the Heart Film Festival kicked off last night and continues through the weekend, bringing a flood of terrific films into Waco. These films illuminate the stuff of life, everything from second chances to family dynamics to justice to old age to the rodeo. Detailed information, including ticket prices and showtimes, is all available on the Deep in the Heart Film Festival website. Also, check the schedule for other related events like after parties, a tour of Waco film locations, and more.
This is a great week for having fun while doing good for the community with several fundraisers on the calendar.
And speaking of calendar, remember you can see the full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Tonight it's Boots, Buckles, and Bling. This event is a fundraiser for the CentiCor Foundation.
CentiCor provides programs in Waco to help clients through the recovery journey. The event will include gourmet country cooking, live entertainment and dancing, as well as a silent and live auction. It starts at 7 p.m. at the Phoenix Ballroom downtown on 3rd Street, and tickets are $100. Also tonight, we have the kickoff reception for the Great Heart Venture. This event is co-hosted by the Deep in the Heart Film Festival, the Heart of Texas Fair and Rodeo, and Creative Waco, and it will launch a public art project that will result in a series of 30 4-foot-tall fiberglass artist-designed hearts throughout the city of Waco. The Heart Venture Project will also help to raise money for student scholarships. The reception will take place at 6:30 at Cultivate 712 on Austin Avenue.
On Saturday, Texas Tech Waco campus is hosting the second annual Chords and Conversations songwriter event. It will feature three Nashville songwriters who will perform acoustic versions of their hit songs. Proceeds will directly benefit the Texas Tech Waco campus students through scholarships. The show starts at 6:30 at the Waco Hill and tickets are $150.
This Thursday is First Thursday, and that means trivia night at the Hippodrome. The topic for the evening will be 80s and 90s trivia, so study up on Full House, Boy Meets World, and Saved by the Bell. This trivia night will be benefiting the Advocacy Center for Crime Victims and Children. Donations are welcomed and appreciated. Team signups will be at 5:15 with the first question at 6 o'clock.
There are also several fun runs this week that are supporting great causes.
On Saturday, we have the Gut Pack Run benefiting Mission Waco.
The YMCA Color Run supporting the Live Strong program.
And the Bush's Chicken Run benefiting Boys and Girls Clubs.
And on Sunday, the First Responders Half Marathon, Relay, and 5K.
Details about all of these runs are available on the Act Locally Waco website. This is one of those weeks that makes me appreciate the truly wide variety of things we have to do in Waco. Here are three events that really make that point. On Saturday from 9 to 5, the Waco Mammoth Site is hosting their annual spring festival, Mammoths on the March. The free part of the event includes games with prizes, arts and crafts, flowers to take home and plant, and a free egg hunt.
You can also purchase an optional $5 wristband at the gate to access the petting zoo or visit the fossil site.
Also on Saturday from 11 to 3, you are invited to a celebration of the life and contributions of Cesar Chavez. The event will include a lowrider car show, music, artists, information booths, and much more.
The Cesar Chavez celebration will take place at the Mutualista Hall, located at 2214 South 15th Street, just off LaSalle. The Mutualista will be selling enchilada plates for $10, including dessert and a drink.
Then, starting Wednesday and continuing through Friday, you are invited to the Bell Poetry Festival. This three-day event is an opportunity to hear some of the finest contemporary poets who are writing today read some of their own works. This year's featured poets are Mary Chabas, Donald Revelle, and Juan Felipe Herrera. Poetry readings are free and open to the public.
They will take place at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings in the Kaiser Auditorium, which is inside the Handkammer Academic Center on Baylor campus.
I love this next event because it has a great circle of life, past and future connection. If you're a local, you probably know that for over 100 years, Waco was the home of Paul Quinn College, the oldest historically black college in Texas. Historically black colleges and universities, sometimes called HBCUs, initially existed to serve African American students. Today, they admit students regardless of race. On Saturday, any prospective college students in your life are invited to attend an HBCU community fair. This is a college fair with a twist. It will include the chance to visit with representatives from HBCUs from across the country, and it will also include local community organizations that offer valuable resources for college-bound students. The HBCU Community Fair will take place Saturday from 2 to 4 in the City of Waco Multipurpose Center located, and this is what I'm talking about when I say kind of a neat circle of life element, on the historic Paul Quinn campus on Elm Street. The event is free and open to the public.
These are just some of the events happening in our big little town this week. Ashley, thanks again for bringing Act Locally Waco to the radio.
Thanks for having me, Brody.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.